Welcome everybody. Shi number 1594. We'll learn it today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabbi Zisa Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Rav Fuhr Shalem Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we took a little bit of a turn. Of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. We were talking about food for a while. Just one more thing I wanted to mention, which is a popular thing which comes up. In conjunction with food, again, this is not really muksa machmas chasar and kis, but when we're on the food item, something which comes up a lot in reference to raw meat, frozen meat, these type of things. A lot of times people ask, you know, to have it, excuse me, to have it in the freezer. Excuse me, they have it in the freezer, right? And sometimes it has to be moved. They have to get something that's in the freezer that's allowed to be moved. So let's say whatever the case is. So the question comes up, something that is not edible right now, but it really, it's set aside. It's good. You'll say raw meat, possibly, maybe, right, it's fit for a dog or whatever, and I have dogs in my area. We mentioned last year that I have dogs in my area. But this food is my food. It's set for me. It's not, but it's just not edible right now. It's not food I'm going to give to a dog. It's meat I bought. I need it for Yom Tov, for Shabbos. I need it for a week to eat, whatever. I have to cook it and eat it, right? So where does this fall into? What classification type of a thing does it fall into in reference to Muksa? So just real quickly again to read from Rabada, how in conjunction again with the Shulchan Aruch from the modern day Poskim and so on, how we look at, let's say for example, raw meat. He says raw meat during the times of Chazal, it was not uncommon for people to chew uncooked meat on occasion. Okay, but nowadays obviously people don't do that, so the things have changed a little bit. So on the Poskim therefore classified raw meat back then in the category of the normal food item, and therefore would not be muksa. Now, obviously that's not the case today, but some later poskim he brings down, right? So noted, some later poskim noted that in our times this mode of eating has changed. The mode of eating in general has changed, and people in general don't chew on raw meat. The mode of eating has changed, and since it's uncommon to find people who would eat raw meat today, raw meat would be muksa. Okay, so he brings down this Rabban. Again, we're reading from Rabban Sefer on page 101, Rabban Sefer on Muksa. He brings down, Adaruch HaShulchan mentions that, but he also brings from Mizgeres HaShulchan, but then he heard from Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that he says, Zafal Pi Shechazi LeKlav, even though you'll say, well, raw meat, it's fit for dogs, and there's dogs in the area, Mikol Makim Kevin De'enei Oymed LeKlavim, have a muksa. In other words, it's set aside. This is my meat that I need for myself, right? That we're going to cook and use, like we said. So it's falls into a different category, which would be muksa. Okay. He does bring down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, from Shalem Zalman, that Nishib Tzarchin, Eich, Shari Latel Tabosachai, that if you're B'makim Atchak, it's not so simple to say, even though he wants to say Tzarchin. But L'may Sabir as May, he does quote Aruch HaShulchan, Ramaisha, others say flat out, the raw meat would be muksa. Again, raw meat that's set aside that a person is using. So the place can concur, he says, Lamaisa, this view, and they rule that uncooked meat will be muksa. Therefore, care should therefore be taken when removing food from one's freezer or refrigerator or freezer, not to move aside the raw meat. You have to be careful not to start moving around raw meat. Again, sometimes it's in the way. The frozen meat or raw meat, whatever the case is, in the freezer and the refrigerator will be even more mistabra, right? Regarding raw meat placed before Shabbos on a non-muksa item. Okay, so sometimes you could have something that's a bosses, which we'll get to, we'll see that works. Somebody left raw meat on something else, what would that make the item it's on, a bustus or not, but we'll see how that works. But the meat itself, care should therefore be taken when removing meat, food from one's refrigerator or freezer, not to move it aside the raw meat, not to start moving around. Cases involving loss, such as when a freezer breaks down or something along those lines, a competent halachic authority should be consulted. One should ask a rav and find out how that works. In other words, let's say that for whatever reason, something, the freezer were broke or the fridge broke, and they have to, let's say on Shabbos, have to remove the stuff and put it to a different refrigerator, right? Sometimes a lot of times what happens is a person has a smaller refrigerator or a smaller freezer, and possibly they see, oh, you know, my refrigerator is not working so good or whatever on Shabbos, and I have to take out the stuff. So what about the meat? How do you work with that? So the regular food, fine, we understand. you want to move it into another refrigerator that might be working, or a neighbor's refrigerator in case of time you could carry, or whatever the case in the same house, whatever the case is. But be it as it may, what do you do with this? So that becomes already a shaila. One has to ask depending what, when, and where. So that's how it brings him down. In case of involving loss, whereby it's Makam Hefsid, like we said, right, something breaks and they have to move it, right, in such a case where the freezer, the fridge is not working well, the otaka breaks altogether, and then they have to move the stuff out. What do you do with the muksa stuff that's in there? One has to ask and find out what should be done. Again, like I said last time, one could do betilto begufa, move with their elbows, but it gets complicated. How do you stick your elbows inside to the freezer, fridge, whatever? But one should ask in those cases and see how to work. And thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.